From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Charles Manson follower convicted of attempting to assassinate President Gerald Ford in 1975 has been freed. Lynette Squeaky Fromm left a Texas prison hospital today after being incarcerated for more than 30 years. Fromm is now 60. She was 26 years old when she tried to kill Ford. She was also a disciple of Charles Manson, who is serving life in prison for the 1969 murders of actress Sharon Tate and eight others. President Obama is headed west for a series of town hall meetings on health care, the first this afternoon in Belgrade, Montana. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Tickets for the town hall were distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, which could make for a livelier exchange than the president got from a largely friendly audience in New Hampshire earlier this week. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama welcomes the chance to make his case for overhauling the nation's health care system. He also wants to dispel some of the false information that's been circulating.
I don't doubt there will be people that disagree with him. There will be people that agree with him. There'll be people that agree with him but still have questions and concerns, and that's the purpose of the town hall meeting.
Mr. Obama holds another town hall meeting in Colorado Saturday. In addition to reeling in supporters during his western swing, Mr. Obama hopes to try his hand at fly fishing. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A dozen water-dropping aircraft are helping fight a wildfire near Santa Cruz, California this hour. So far, the blaze has forced 2,000 residents from their homes in Bonnie Doon, home to several prize wineries. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has details.
The so-called Lockheed Fire has blackened nearly 5 square miles of dry, rugged terrain in the mountains that sit above vineyards, homes, and ranches. This fire is not far from one that burned last year and destroyed nearly a dozen buildings. But given its proximity to the coast, firefighters got a break overnight with higher humidity and calm winds. That kept the fire from spreading. As one official put it, the fire is now burning within itself. The cause of this fire isn't yet known, nor is the cause of a much larger fire in Santa Barbara County, a couple hundred miles to the south. About 1,800 firefighters are coping with temperatures in the 90s. Other fires are burning in Northern California, a state left tinder dry by several years of drought. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Thousands of people pay their final respects today to Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who died Tuesday at the age of 88. A funeral mass was held at a church in Hyannis, Massachusetts today. Her brother, Senator Edward Kennedy, did not attend. He is suffering from brain cancer. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 20 points. S&P 500 also down, as well as the NASDAQ Composite Index. From Washington, this is NPR News. The only person convicted in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is abandoning his appeal. The bombing killed 270 people. More on this from Larry Miller in London.
After fighting for years to overturn his conviction, Abdul Basit Ali al-Megrahi has told the court he won't be going ahead with the appeal he insisted would prove him innocent of planting explosives on the New York-bound flight. Megrahi is suffering from terminal cancer, and according to reports, he'll be released next week on compassionate grounds to return to Libya to die. Under terms of prisoner release agreements between the UK and Libya, no transfer can happen while legal proceedings are underway. Those who supported Megrahi's appeal in the belief he was wrongly convicted were looking forward to the case being reopened with the evidence re-examined. Now, if the court accepts his application to drop the appeal, that won't happen. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A Canadian appeals court has upheld a ruling that could have the last Western detainee at Guantanamo Bay return home. Omar Khadr, a Toronto native, was a teenager when he was locked up for allegedly killing an American soldier. A lower court ordered the Canadian government to see Khadr's return, but Prime Minister Stephen Harper says Khadr's case should be handled by the U.S. In the U.S., production at the country's factories, utilities, and mines in July went up 0.5% higher than expected. It was the first gain in 9 months, bolstered by output from auto companies. An update from Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 100 points at 92.66, NASDAQ down 35 at 1974. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.